There is a question asked by some people whether Imam was well aware that he was going to lose his life, that at the end of his trip there was Shahada and martyrdom, and if losing life this way is not suicide. There are a few points that we have to first study and know. The first point is that Imam was very much aware of the power of the government and the system at that time, the military might of the government, the economy and power that from this point the government had, the power of the government in propaganda and changing the mind of the people. All media were in the control of the government, all the preachers and lecturers of the mosque, they were controlled by him, and they were saying whatever the government and the ruler wanted to be said. Imam was aware of all these things. The second point is that whether it was allowed for Imam to remain silent when he sees that Islam is in danger and the rules and teachings of Islam is changed, the silence of Imam would not lead to this reality and fact, but that people believe that Imam is also approving whatever Yazid was doing, and Yazid was right in his rule, and Islam is really what Yazid is showing and portraying. At the same time, the third point that we have to know in advance before we study the case is that Yazid insisted and was persisting that Imam Hussein should make bay'at and pay his allegiance to him. And actually, he sent a message to the ruler of Medina at that time to take bay'at from Imam Hussein, and if Imam Hussein rejected, he should have been killed by that ruler. Therefore, it was based on these reasons that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had to make a very important decision out of free choice and out of knowledge and knowing the condition of the time.
When night fell, the friends of Muslim left him and talked to one another. What can we do for this sedition that has come upon us so much in haste? It is better to remain in our houses and leave these two parties to themselves until Allah improves their affairs. Except 10 persons from his friends, no one remained with Muslim. He went to the mosque to offer Maghrib prayers. The 10 of them also dispersed. When Muslim saw such a situation, he moved alone in the bazaar and streets of Kufa until he reached and halted at the door of the house of a lady named Toa. He asked for water and she provided it. Then he sought shelter, which also she extended. Toa's son knew this, and he informed Ibn Ziyad. Ibn Ziyad summoned Muhammad ibn Ash'ath and sent him with some men to arrest Muslim. As Muslim heard the noise of the horse hooves, he put on the war dress, mounted a horse, and proceeded to fight with the enemy. Muslim, who was a brave man, killed a number of enemies. The sword in his hand moved in such a way that people remembered the wielding of Zulfiqar in the hand of Haydar Karrar, Ali alayhi salam. Muhammad ibn Ash'af cried, "O Muslim, you are given amnesty." Muslim replied, "The amnesty offered by you liars and misdoers does not have any value." Then he renewed fighting and recited the lyric poem of Umran ibn Malik Khath'ami. "I have vowed not to die but as a free man, even if death looks ugly. I dislike cheat and fraud, or the mixture of cool and palatable drink with hot and bitter substance. Every man must once meet with hardship and trouble. I shall strike you. I am not afraid of harm and loss." They said, "Our words are not deceitful." Muslim did not parry heed. He continued his constant attacks. Then the enemy rushed to him collectively. He became very weak due to frequent wounds. A man hit him with his spear from behind, whereby Muslim fell down and was captured. When they took him to Ibn Ziyad, Muslim did not salute him. The guard said, "Salute the commander." Muslim replied, "You shut up. Woe unto you. He is not my commander." Ibn Ziyad said, "Salute me or not, you will be killed." Muslim told him, "It's no wonder if you kill me, as there were people worse than you who killed men better than me. If you cut my body in the worst way, it would only expose your inner dirt and meanness, as such crimes have been embedded in your nature." Ibn Ziyad said, "O disobedient and mischief maker, having left the chief, you have broken the power of the Muslims and are now creating trouble." Muslim replied, "O Ibn Ziyad, you have lied. It was Muawiyah and his son Yazid who broke the strength of the Muslims. With regards to trouble, it is you and your father Ziyad, son of Ubayd, bondsman of Bani Alaj of Thaqif, who is the real germ of every hypocrisy and mischief. I hope Allah will grant me martyrdom through the hand of the most corrupt person." Ibn Ziyad said, "You desired something which Allah withdrew it from you and granted it to the deserving one." Muslim asked, "O son of Marjana, who deserves it?" Ibn Ziyad said, "Yazid ibn Muawiyah." Muslim replied, "Alhamdulillah. I am pleased with Allah's judgment between you and us." Ibn Ziyad said, "Do you think that you have a right in caliphate?" Muslim replied, "No doubt. I am certain of it."
When the message reached Medina and the ruler of Medina decided to call Imam to talk to him and offer him to pay allegiance to Imam Hussein. Imam was in the mosque that the messenger came to him and asked him to go to Darul Khilafah to see the ruler of Medina. Next to Imam was Abdullah ibn Zubayr. They looked at each other and Imam said, "I believe Muawiyah has died and Yazid is now Khalif and he wants us to make bayat with him." Abdullah ibn Zubayr asked Imam, whether he would accept it or not. And Imam alayhi salam said, never. I will lose everything, but I will not pay allegiance to Yazid. So, from this story, and also from other stories that we have in the history written, for example, when Umm Salma came to Imam Hussein and said, Ya Bunayya, la tuhzani bi khurujika ila al-Iraq. Don't make me sad by leaving Medina and going to Iraq. Fa inni sami'tu jaddaka yaqul, I heard your grandfather Rasulullah saying, yuqtalu waladi al-Husayn bi ardi al-Iraq fi ardin yuqalu laha Karbala. My grandson Hussein would be killed in a place by the name of Iraq, on a ground and piece of land which is called Karbala. فَقَالَ لَهَا يَا أُمَّهُ, Imam Hussein said to Umm Salma, O mother, وَأَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ ذَلِكَ, by God, that I am well aware, I know that, وَأَنِّي مَقْتُولٌ لَا مَحَالَ, I will be killed, and there is no other option. وَلَيْسَ لِي مِنْ هَذَا بُدٌّ, there is no choice but to lose my life. Then it says, وَاللَّهُ لَأَعْرِفُ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي أُقْتَلُ فِيهِ, by God, I know the day that I would be killed in it. وَأَعْرِفُ مَنْ يَقْتُلَنِي, I know the person who will kill me. وَأَعْرِفُ الْبُقْعَةَ الَّتِي أُدْفَنُ فِيهَا, I know the place that I would be buried in. وَأَنَا أَعْرِفُ مَنْ يُقْتَلُ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي وَقَرَابَتِي وَشِيعَتِي, I know the members of my family, my relatives, and my followers who would be killed on that day. Yes, Imam Hussein was aware of being killed and losing his life on the way, in the way of Allah and on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ibn Ziyad then said, tell me, why did you come to this peaceful city and created conflicts among its residents and disturbed their affairs? Muslim then said, I did not come to do anything like that. But it is you who uplifted evils and buried virtues and imposed yourself on people without their consent. You dragged people against Allah's commandments, as was done by tyrant rulers. You are ruling the people like those dictators. We came to order good and prohibit evil and make people to follow the Book of Allah and as averred by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, this noble job is for us to perform. Ibn Ziyad, may God's wrath overtake his soul, began to curse Muslim, Ali, Hassan and Hussein alayhim as-salam. Muslim said, it is you and your father who are the worst of the people. O enemy of Allah, do whatever you like. Ibn Ziyad ordered Bukayr ibn Amran, the malicious and accursed one, to take Muslim on top of the palace and kill him. They took Muslim upstairs, who engaged himself in words of prayers and seeking Allah's rewards for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Then they decapitated him and came down fearful and trembling. Ibn Ziyad asked, what is happening to you? He said, while killing him, I saw a black-colored and ugly-faced man standing in front of me who was biting his nails or biting his lips. I was not afraid like that ever before. Ibn Ziyad said, Perhaps you are frightened. Then he ordered the killing of Hani ibn Urwa. They took him for execution while he was shouting, O Mazhaj! Where are Mazhaji? And where are our tribesmen and relatives? The executor said, Raise your head. Hani said, I am not generous in giving away my own life and will not help you in assassinating me. Ibn Ziyad's slave, Rashid, hit at his neck and killed Hani. About the martyrdom of Muslim and Hani, Abdullah ibn Zubayr Asadi, or according to another statement, Farasdagh recited thus, If you do not know what is death, then look at Hani in Bazar and at the son of Aqil. That brave man whose face was disfigured with a sword and another one who falls from the top of a wall. These two were crushed under the feet of oppression and yet their names are on the tongues of everyone. You see a body that death changed its color and blood that continues to gush from it. This is the young courageous man whose modesty is higher than the modesty of a chaste young lady. His power stronger than the power of a double-edged sharpened sword. Is there anyone else who sits so comfortably on a horse? Now Mazhaj forgets him totally. The one whom everyone was ready to obey. If you have no guts to avenge the blood of your brothers, then play music for a while with the bastards. The narrator says, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad conveyed to Yazid the news about Muslim and Hani. In response, Yazid appreciated his job and thanked them for it. He also informed Ubaydullah about Hussein's intention of moving towards Kufa and ordered him to arrest, imprison, and kill any suspicious person.
Before leaving Medina for Karbala and for Kufa, Imam went to the shrine of his grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And near his tomb, he started talking about the condition of the time and that he was suffering from all those things at that time. Imam went to sleep, and in his dream, he saw his grandfather Rasulullah saying to him, Habibi ya Hussein, O my dear one, Hussein, كَأَنِّي أَرَاكَ عَنْ غَرِيبٍ مُرَمَّلًا بِدِمَائِكَ I can see you very soon will be all losing your life and you, the blood of your head would be covering your body. مَذْبُوحًا بِأَرْضِ كَرْبُبَلَا You will be slaughtered on a piece of land by the name of كَرْبُبَلَا مِنْ عُصَابَةٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي By a group of my ummah and my followers. وَأَنْتَ مَعَ ذَلِكَ عَطْشَانٌ لَا تُسْقَى At that time you will be thirsty and they will never give you any water. وَظَمْآنٌ لَا تُرْوَى وَهُمْ مَعَ ذَلِكَ يَرْجُونَ شَفَاعَتِي At the same time they expect me to intercede for them on the day of judgment. لَا تَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ شَفَاعَتِي يوم القيامة. On the day of judgment, Allah will never have them enjoying my shafa'at and intercession on the day of judgment. Ya Hussein, إِنَّ أَبَاكَ وَأُمَّكَ وَأَخَاكَ قَدِمُوا عَلَيَّ Your father, your mother, and your brother, they all arrived at me. They are with me now. And they are all eager to see you with them. Then Rasulullah said, وَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ دَرَجَاتٌ لَا تَنَالُهَا إِلَّا بِالشَّفَاعَةِ. All those high positions in paradise that are waiting for you, you will not acquire them and reach them unless by martyrdom. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on the way to Karbala, also in one place went to sleep. And when he woke up, he said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. His son Ali Akbar asked him, why he recited that verse? Imam informed him about the future, future of himself, future of his children. It was there that Imam Ali Akbar said to Imam, أَوَلَسْنَا عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Then Imam said, yes, we are on the right way. Then Ali Akbar said, فَإِذَا لَا نُبَالِي بِالْمُوتِ. We should not be afraid of death. All these things indicate that Imam was well aware of his martyrdom, and shahadat is nothing but death with awareness. Death with awareness of the future. Imam knew that he would lose his life, but at the same time he knew that saving Islam needs losing his life. He said, إِنْ كَانَ دِينُ مُحَمَّدٍ لَمْ يَسْتَقِمْ إِلَّا بِقَتْلِي يَا سُيُوفُ خُذِينِي. If the religion of Prophet Muhammad does not remain safe and sound unless I lose my life, O sword, O spear, come and take my life.
And he himself, before departure, wrote to his family and people, and it is the truth that he who joins me will be killed in the path of Allah, and he who does not will not see triumph and bliss. Meaning, he who does not support me will not achieve anything. Meaning, he will live with regret and die.